Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve deep into the enriching philosophical guide, How to Live a Good Life, a thought-provoking anthology edited by Massimo Pigliucci, Sky Cleary, and Daniel Kaufman. Published in 2020, this book serves as your personal portal to exploring 15 distinct philosophies for living a meaningful life. From the profound depths of ancient ideologies and major world religions, to the nuanced perspectives of contemporary schools of thought, this collection offers a rare glimpse into the minds of 15 leading scholars. Each one shares the philosophical principles that have shaped their lives, offering readers a diverse array of pathways toward a more fulfilled existence. About the authors: Massimo Pigliucci, a former scientist turned philosopher, has earned notable recognition for his writings on Stoicism. Sky C. Cleary brings her expertise in existentialism to the table, providing readers with insights into living authentically in an often ambiguous world. Daniel A. Kaufman, a seasoned philosophy professor, enriches this collection with his deep understanding of Aristotelianism, which emphasizes the importance of cultivating virtue and rationality in pursuit of the good life. Together, these philosophers, each based in the United States, combine their formidable knowledge to present a guide that is as enlightening as it is accessible. Who should read How to Live a Good Life? This book is a beacon for those on the quest for a new philosophy of life, beckoning readers with the promise of insight and transformation. It is an essential read for individuals aiming to do good in the world, seeking not just to understand philosophy, but to apply it in ways that matter. Moreover, it serves as an ideal introduction for anyone interested in the vast and varied terrain of philosophical thought. Whether you're a seasoned philosopher or a curious newcomer, How to Live a Good Life offers valuable perspectives that challenge, inspire, and guide us toward a life well lived. Join us in this episode as we uncover the philosophies that have the power to change the way we think, act, and ultimately how we live our lives. How to Live a Good Life, a guide to choosing your personal philosophy. Introduction. Embark on a philosophical odyssey, exploring 15 diverse ways to live a good life. Have you ever paused to ponder your life's philosophical backbone? It might seem like a monumental endeavor, bordering on the philosophical mysteries that have intrigued humanity for ages. The quest to uncover the essence of our existence and to define our purpose goes beyond merely asking, "Why are we here?" It extends into the realms of deciphering what actions are worth our while during our brief sojourn on Earth. Many of us navigate the voyage of life with little reflection on its deeper philosophical underpinnings. Yet, delving into your personal philosophy can be an incredibly rewarding expedition, enriching your existence with wisdom gathered from the farthest reaches of human thought. This journey is not confined to a singular perspective. It's an exploration of a rich tapestry of ideas that span continents and epochs, offering a kaleidoscope of views on how to lead a meaningful life. This adventure through human thought introduces you to 15 distinct perspectives on living well as shared by some of history's most profound thinkers. Whether it's navigating the sacred teachings of ancient civilizations or engaging with the secular musings of modern philosophy, our voyage transcends geographical and temporal boundaries, presenting a broad spectrum of life philosophies. As we journey through these insights, you'll discover why Confucianism and Buddhism offer contrasting views on the essence of a good life, and how the ancient philosophy of Stoicism can equip you with the serenity to face life's unpredictabilities. And then there's Jean-Paul Sartre's existential notion of being condemned to be free, a concept that challenges us to confront the freedoms and responsibilities that define our existence. Each perspective, be it rooted in religion, ethics, or personal liberation, serves as a beacon, guiding us through the complexities of human experience. So let's embark on this philosophical voyage together, unraveling the diverse ways to forge a life of fulfillment and meaning. Through this exploration, we might just uncover the philosophical compass that will guide us toward living a genuinely good life. Part 1: Exploring Buddhist Ethics, a meeting with the Dalai Lama. On a crisp morning in March 2000, Buddhism scholar Owen Flanagan found himself in the breathtaking heights of the Himalayas, in the esteemed company of the Dalai Lama. Seizing this rare opportunity, Flanagan posed a thought-provoking question to one of the world's most revered spiritual leaders. Is it ethical to eliminate a person embodying evil, such as Hitler during his ascendancy, if it could prevent untold suffering? The Dalai Lama, alongside other spiritual advisors, deliberate on this moral conundrum for a few moments. Their verdict was revealing. It is ethical to take such a drastic measure. However, the Dalai Lama underscored the importance of the mindset behind such an action, cautioning, "But don't be angry." At the heart of this exchange lies a profound insight. In Buddhism, ethical conduct is paramount. Buddhism champions the cause of minimizing pain and maximizing happiness in the world, even if it involves making difficult decisions that, on the surface, might seem morally ambiguous. The critical differentiation lies in the intent. Acting out of compassion and a genuine desire to lessen the world's suffering aligns with ethical conduct, even under circumstances that might traditionally be viewed as grave. Rooted in the teachings of the Buddha, or Siddhartha Gautama, who lived in the 6th century BCE, Buddhism emerged as a philosophical force that radically challenged the prevailing Brahmanic traditions of India, which would later evolve into Hinduism. During that era, Brahmins held the belief in an endless cycle of birth, death, and rebirth, where a living being's eternal essence, or Atman, transitioned from one existence to the next. This cycle, they posited, was escapable only by those of high birth. Contrary to this, Buddha introduced a transformative perspective. He denied the existence of Atman, suggesting instead that everything in existence is transient. The pursuit of nirvana, or salvation, according to Buddha, is not achieved through the release of one's essence into the cosmic consciousness, but rather through living a life marked by selflessness, good deeds, and ethical integrity. It's essential to recognize that while Buddhism might guide individuals toward a state of inner peace, the pursuit of personal serenity is not its ultimate goal. Rather, Buddhism lays out a path designed to foster global compassion and widespread ethical living, underscoring that the true purpose of our existence is not centered on the self, but on the good we can do for the world at large. Part 2: Harmonizing Self with Society and Nature. Insights from Confucianism and Taoism. In a world where individualism often takes center stage, Buddhism offers a refreshing shift towards a more communal perspective. Yet this begs the question: does this outward-looking approach neglect the individual's role in the tapestry of life? Enter the wisdom of Confucianism, which argues that completely sidelining the self is akin to pretending you can't see your nose. A vital part of you is being ignored. Confucianism insists that living well means recognizing and embracing our roles within the intricate web of relationships that shape our existence. Parallel to this, Taoism presents another ancient Eastern philosophy that values our place in the world, urging us to live in harmony with the natural world. Confucianism is about nurturing relationships, while Taoism emphasizes harmonious action in sync with the world. Confucianism, as elucidated by scholar Brian Van Norden, asserts our undeniable interdependence. We are born into a network of relations, starting with our parents, underscoring our connection to the social fabric. To thrive is to care for these bonds. Illustrating this interconnectedness, Confucian philosopher Wang Yangming observed that a universal compassion arises in us during moments of witnessing others in distress, be it a child, an animal, or even a tree at risk. Such innate empathy highlights our deep-seated connection to all beings. Taoism, while echoing this sense of collective bond, shifts the focus towards an embrace of the natural order. It teaches acceptance and adaptability, urging us not to let emotions obstruct our clarity. Taoism is not merely about being one with nature. It's about recognizing that life's challenges are akin to natural phenomena we must navigate wisely. A classic Taoist tale illustrates this principle through the figure of Dayu, who, when confronted with a potential flood, ingeniously channels the water for irrigation instead of attempting to block it. Dayu's approach symbolizes a masterful alignment with life's circumstances rather than a futile resistance. This mindset is mirrored in modern settings, such as in what Professor Robin R. Wang terms the realtor's mentality, a realtor juggling multiple clients, aware that only a few will result in sales, learns to maintain equilibrium amid uncertainty, embodying the Taoist principle of going with life's flow. In essence, both Confucianism and Taoism guide us towards a comprehensive understanding of our place, as individuals within a community and as a part of the natural world. They teach us that the journey to fulfillment may weave through unexpected byways, encouraging us to embrace life's inherent unpredictability with grace and wisdom. Part 3. Navigating Life with Aristotelian Wisdom: The Balance Between Personal Effort and Destiny. In the rich tapestry of ancient philosophy, both Eastern and Western thinkers have crafted pathways toward living a good life. Among these, the philosophy of Aristotelianism offers a pragmatic outlook, rooted in the teachings of Aristotle as presented in his seminal work, Nicomachean Ethics. This approach to life is marked by a realistic acceptance of the complex interplay between individual effort and the circumstances beyond our control. Picture a tennis player of unparalleled talent, potentially one of the greatest to ever play the game. However, if she finds herself in an era of comparatively low competition, her ability to truly showcase her skills and achieve greatness may be thwarted. It's a stark reminder that our potential to flourish can be significantly influenced by factors outside our reach. Aristotelianism calls on us to strive for personal growth, while recognizing the role of external forces in shaping our lives. Aristotle's concept of a eudaimonic life, one in which an individual fully realizes their potential and achieves their goals, underscores the essence of human flourishing. This ideal of living a life worthy of pride is, however, not attainable by everyone to the same degree. Much like the thwarted tennis player, the circumstances of one's birth, the unforeseeable impact of natural disasters, or the lack of a supportive environment can all impede one's journey to flourish. This acknowledgement poses a challenge to the more contemporary belief that we are the sole architects of our destiny. Aristotelianism, with its nuanced understanding, offers a more complex perspective on our capacity to achieve a good life. So, what advice does Aristotelianism offer for navigating the pursuit of a fulfilling life? It suggests that even when faced with the unpredictable forces of external events, we ought to strive towards flourishing in all aspects of our lives. Take, for example, a supremely talented artist. Their responsibility extends beyond their craft, encompassing the well-being of their family and their broader duties to society. To walk the path of a eudaimonic life, according to Aristotelian wisdom, is to seek a balance. It involves leveraging our unique talents and virtues while simultaneously recognizing the limitations imposed by external factors. This approach does not guarantee success, as the outcome of our efforts is not solely within our control. Yet, it offers a framework for leading a meaningful life, tempered with the humility to accept the role of fate in our journey. Part 4. Stoicism and Epicureanism: The Classical Philosophies of Indifference and Pleasure. In the fertile intellectual grounds of classical Greece and Rome, two philosophical doctrines emerged, offering distinct pathways to a good life: Stoicism and Epicureanism. Each, in its own right, presents a unique perspective on how to navigate the complexities of existence, one championing equanimity and the other exalting pleasure. Stoicism, birthed by Zeno of Citium in Athens around 300 BCE, advocates for a life marked by virtue. It is a philosophy that encourages adherence to four cardinal virtues: practical wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Stoics believe in living morally upright lives, but there's more to Stoicism than virtuous living. As elucidated by Professor Massimo Pigliucci, Stoicism introduces the concept of ataraxia, a tranquil state of mind that one cultivates to face adversities with calmness. Central to achieving this tranquility is the acceptance that certain aspects of life remain outside human control. In this realization, Stoics classify external factors into two: preferred and dispreferred indifference. Wealth, for instance, is seen as a preferred indifferent, desirable but not definitive of one's moral standing. This nuanced view on external factors aids Stoics in navigating life with an air of indifference toward outcomes, focusing instead on maintaining virtue. Epicureanism, founded by Epicurus in Rome, charts a different course, placing pleasure at its core. This philosophy does not advocate for unrestrained indulgence, but promotes a calculated pursuit of pleasure, what is known as hedonic calculus. This method involves a deliberate assessment of actions based on their long-term capacity to generate pleasure. Hiram Crespo, delving into the nature of pleasure, observes that humans are innately driven towards pleasurable experiences while shunning pain. Yet, Epicureanism cautions against momentary delights that lead to long-term distress. An Epicurean, hence, would judiciously consume beer, mindful of the diminishing returns of pleasure and the ensuing discomfort of a hangover. Similarly, decisions like pursuing higher education, though initially challenging, are deemed worthwhile for the enduring pleasure they provide. While Stoicism teaches the cultivation of indifference in the face of life's vicissitudes, Epicureanism encourages a thoughtful chase after pleasures that contribute to a fulfilling life. Neither philosophy claims to have all the answers to life's moral dilemmas. Instead, they each offer strategies, whether through Stoic acceptance or Epicurean enjoyment, for navigating the ever-unfolding journey of life with a sense of purpose and, ideally, a smile. Part 5. Modern Interpretations of Ancient Wisdom, Hinduism and Progressive Islam. In the vast ocean of human thought, philosophical schools without deities have offered deep insights into the art of living well. Yet, theistic religions, with their rich tapestries of tradition, ritual, and gods, have their own profound wisdom to share about leading a meaningful existence. Hinduism, with its pantheon of gods, fundamentally ties the concept of living well to the law of karma. This principle suggests that the actions of our present or past lives shape our future, both in our current existence and in the lives we lead after reincarnation. Contrastingly, Islam provides guidance through divine scriptures, offering a clear vision of life as dictated by God's will. Within this broad tradition, progressive Islam emerges as a contemporary branch that places humanity at its heart, reinterpreting ancient teachings to resonate with modern values. Hinduism and progressive Islam serve as bridges between ancient philosophies and contemporary life. Karma, as explained by Professor Deepak Sarma, is a cornerstone across Hinduism's many branches, intimately connected with the belief in reincarnation. Our lives are believed to be influenced by a balance sheet of karma. Actions from our current or past lives that accrue and impact our future in profound ways. The goal for many Hindus is to amass positive karma to break free from the cycle of rebirth, striving for a higher spiritual state by living virtuously. In the realm of Islam, the emergence of progressive Islam marks a significant evolution. Attracted to this modern interpretation of his faith, Dr. Adis Duderija sees it as a rejection of extremism and a welcoming embrace of social, gender justice, and religious diversity. In progressive Islam, reason and contemporary relevance are paramount. The ancient scriptures, while sacred, are engaged with a modern intellect, ensuring that the religion's core teachings adapt and thrive in today's world. Take, for instance, Islam's historical stance on gender equality, a revolutionary notion at its inception, rejecting practices like female infanticide. Progressive Islam insists on interpreting these teachings in ways that uphold their spirit within the context of modern challenges, advocating for gender justice as it pertains to the current moment. Both Hinduism's principle of karma and progressive Islam's forward-thinking stance illustrate the timeless relevance of ancient religious wisdom. They stand as testimonies to the power of these enduring beliefs to guide us in our modern quest for a meaningful and righteous life, showing that the wisdom of the past remains a potent force in shaping the ethics of the present. Part 6. Finding Meaning Through Reflection: The Role of Scripture in Judaism and Christianity. The realms of Judaism and Christianity, much like their counterparts in other religious traditions, face the formidable task of translating ancient scriptures into insights relevant for the contemporary world. Within these faiths, the sacred texts serve not as immutable manuals, but as foundations for reflection, interpretation, and the pursuit of spiritual depth. Rabbi Barbara Block offers a perspective on the Hebrew Bible that celebrates its richness and complexity, born of centuries of varied interpretation. This dynamic engagement with the text highlights Judaism's embrace of its interpretive tradition, where the multitude of voices adds to its beauty rather than detracts from its coherence. Alistair McGrath, reflecting on Christianity, moves beyond the notion of faith as a mere collection of doctrines. For McGrath, Christianity centers on the meditative consideration of Jesus Christ's role and teachings, which invites believers into a deep personal exploration of their faith. In Judaism and Christianity alike, the act of engaging with Scripture is an invitation to reflection and discovery. The Talmudic tale of the houses of Shammai and Hillel underscores Judaism's appreciation for diverse interpretations, the heavenly voice affirming both houses' arguments as words of the living God, encapsulates the faith's acknowledgement that truth can be multifaceted, and that our spiritual journey involves navigating through a spectrum of valid insights. Rabbi Block emphasizes that prayer, a cornerstone of Jewish practice, is less about petitioning for divine intervention than it is about cultivating the soul and inspiring action. In this view, prayer is a call to embrace our responsibilities to one another, anchoring the spiritual in the practical. Christianity, too, invites its adherents to find personal meaning within the broader narrative of faith. C.S. Lewis articulated this approach by likening belief in Christianity to the way one believes in the sunrise, not only because it is visible, but because it illuminates all else. This metaphor captures the transformative lens through which Christians are encouraged to view the world and their place within it. The Christian response to existential questions, such as the problem of suffering, varies widely among its thinkers. From seeing suffering as a conduit for personal growth, to considering it a reminder of life's transient nature, these interpretations offer a wealth of perspectives for believers to ponder. McGrath's reflection on the post-crucifixion despair of Christ's followers and their eventual path to resilience exemplifies how Christian narrative can guide individuals in their responses to life's trials. Both Judaism and Christianity, through their rich traditions of scriptural engagement, offer pathways not to dogmatic certainty, but to deeper understanding and interpretation. In these faiths, the sacred texts are not ends in themselves, but gateways to personal and communal reflection, challenging believers to discover meaning, purpose, and hope within the complexities of human existence. Part 7. Charting a Course of Goodness Without God: Ethical Culture and Secular Humanism. In an era where traditional religious adherence has seen a decline, a quest for alternatives to fulfill the human yearning for community, ethics, and meaning has led to the emergence of philosophies that share some benefits traditionally associated with religion, albeit without a belief in the divine. Ethical culture and secular humanism stand out as philosophies centered on living a good life without reliance on a god. Ethical culture, presenting itself as a non-theistic religion, prioritizes ethical living and communal values. It achieves a semblance of religious community by adopting structures such as a clergy, underscoring the importance it places on ethical principles and human connections. Founded in 1876 by Felix Adler, ethical culture emerged from Adler's vision of Judaism reinterpreted through a secular lens. Unable to pursue a career as a rabbi due to his unconventional beliefs, Adler ventured independently to establish a church of ethics, thus fulfilling Ralph Waldo Emerson's aspiration for a congregation grounded in moral philosophy rather than divine worship. Although Adler's teachings were not without their flaws, as noted by cleric Anne Claisen, ethical culture's core ideals continue to resonate, especially the recognition of modern challenges that traditional religions may not adequately address. Adherents draw inspiration from humanistic documents, such as the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, emphasizing the interconnectedness and shared responsibilities of humanity. Despite the absence of a deity, ethical culture advocates for an idealistic approach to life's ethical dilemmas. Secular humanism diverges from ethical culture in that it does not frame itself as a religion but rather as a non-dogmatic philosophical stance. According to John R. Shook, secular humanism champions the value of independent thought and mutual care without the trappings of religious doctrine. Drawing from diverse philosophical traditions such as Aristotelianism, Stoicism, Utilitarianism, and Existentialism, secular humanism is rooted in reason. It holds a deep respect for scientific inquiry as a means to understand and better the human condition. Importantly, secular humanism offers flexibility, allowing individuals to adopt other ideological stances in conjunction with it, including a more spiritual orientation described as religious humanism. Both ethical culture and secular humanism illuminate a vital truth. Belief in a God is not a prerequisite for leading an ethical, meaningful life. By focusing on ethics, community, and reason, these philosophies provide frameworks for navigating the complexities of existence, championing the potential within each person to contribute positively to the fabric of humanity. Part 8: Navigating the Boundaries of Freedom, Existentialism, and Pragmatism. In the convoluted quest for meaning that characterizes human existence, philosophical musings on freedom stand out for spotlighting the essence of our being and the scope of our autonomy. Two philosophical movements, existentialism from 20th century Europe and American pragmatism, offer profound insights into the liberating yet daunting landscape of freedom. Existentialism and pragmatism ponder the contours and constraints of our freedom. Existentialism emerged from the minds of Jean-Paul Sartre and Simone de Beauvoir, anchored in the realization that we involuntarily find ourselves thrown into existence. From this accidental beginning, according to existentialist thought, springs our foremost freedom and responsibility to shape our lives through the choices we make. Sartre famously encapsulated this condition with the phrase, "condemned to be free," highlighting the paradox of freedom as both a gift and a burden. Sky C. Cleary points out an inherent contradiction in labeling oneself an existentialist, as it seemingly contradicts the movement's call for authenticity and resistance to being pigeonholed by any particular identity. Our multifaceted, ever-evolving nature defies reduction to static categories. Following Sartre's example of the waiter, existentialism teaches that we are not defined by the roles we assume. Rather, we are always in flux, forever capable of transforming our lives. This recognition underscores existentialism's optimistic undercurrent, the invitation to forge a meaningful existence, and the vital role relationships play in our lives, despite the inescapable haze of subjectivity that colors our experiences. On the other side of the Atlantic, American pragmatism took shape under the guidance of William James and Charles Peirce, drawing inspiration from Ralph Waldo Emerson's emphasis on self-reliance, while also acknowledging the boundaries that frame our freedom. Pragmatism springs from a sobering acknowledgement of philosophy's existential stakes. It is a matter of life and death, not mere intellectual exercise. John Keogh and Douglas Anderson emphasize pragmatism's foundation on the precariousness of existence, where navigating the uncertain terrain of life is an inescapable challenge. James and Peirce, despite their differing approaches, with James leaning towards individualism and Peirce advocating for the importance of community, shared a belief in the transformative potential of pursuing ideals such as beauty, truth, and goodness. Pragmatism posits that although we might be severely constrained by the circumstances of our lives, we possess the freedom to act nobly, contributing positively to the world around us. Existentialism and pragmatism, each in their unique ways, echo the complexities of human freedom. They teach us that, amidst the inherent uncertainties and limitations of our existence, there lies an expansive field of possibilities where we can exercise our autonomy, carve out meaning, and influence the world with our actions. Part 9, Navigating the Future of Good, The Rise of Effective Altruism. In the ever-evolving landscape of philosophical inquiry, one contemporary movement casts a focused beam on the enduring quest to lead a life of impactful benevolence. This movement, known as effective altruism, distills the essence of ethical living into the pursuit of maximizing one's positive influence on the world. A notion that underscores the timeless relevance and complexity of moral exploration. Effective altruism exemplifies the ongoing journey of grappling with philosophical questions in the modern era. Emerging in the 21st century, effective altruism embodies a pragmatic philosophy, tracing its ideological lineage back to the utilitarian principles laid out by Jeremy Bentham in the 18th century. Bentham's advocacy for actions aimed at achieving the greatest happiness of the greatest number echoes through the ethos of effective altruism, which similarly endeavors to enhance the welfare of as many beings as possible through thoughtful and impactful charitable engagement. This contemporary movement challenges its adherents to think critically about how they can leverage their resources, including time, skills, and financial assets, to effectuate substantial positive change. This could manifest in making informed decisions about charitable donations, ensuring that each dollar contributes to significant improvements in the lives of others. Alternatively, it might entail choosing career paths that, while potentially lucrative, are pursued with the intention of donating a substantial portion of one's income to effective causes. As noted by writer Kelsey Piper, embarking on the path of effective altruism illuminates the intricate complexities of navigating moral landscape, prompting a deeper appreciation for the challenges inherent in ethical decision-making. This philosophical approach not only advocates for rigorously assessing the impact of one's contributions, but also underscores the importance of striving for meaningful change, even amidst uncertainty. Reflecting on the diverse philosophical traditions explored, from Taoism to pragmatic humanism, Stoicism to existentialism, one discerns a tapestry of interconnected themes weaving through the fabric of human thought. The aspiration for a life imbued with meaning and purpose emerges as a shared motif, alongside the recognition of our collective responsibility towards the welfare of others. As we continue to ponder the fundamental questions of existence and ethics, the evolution of philosophical thought, exemplified by movements like effective altruism, ensures that the dialogue remains vibrant, relevant, and open to new interpretations. The quest for understanding and acting upon the good, it seems, is an endless journey, ever enriched by the contributions of past, present, and future thinkers. Final summary. For millennia, the question of how to live a good life has captivated human thought, sparking intense debates, discussions, and reflections across generations and civilizations. This journey has yielded a kaleidoscope of perspectives, each offering its unique insights into the essence of a fulfilling existence. Despite their diversity, these philosophies share common threads, weaving together a rich tapestry of wisdom that transcends time and culture. The pursuit of a good life is a universal inquiry, enriched by a myriad of philosophical perspectives. To truly engage with this age-old question, it is beneficial to immerse oneself in the wealth of knowledge presented by different schools of thought. Whether you have grown up within a specific ideological framework or are just beginning to explore the contours of philosophical inquiry, there is immense value in considering a broad spectrum of viewpoints. From the ancient teachings of Buddhism and Stoicism to the contemporary principles of effective altruism, each philosophy offers a window into understanding and articulating a personal approach to living well. As we navigate the complexities of the modern world, the wisdom distilled from these philosophies serves as a guiding light, encouraging us to reflect, adapt, and grow. By drawing on the collective insights of thinkers from diverse times and traditions, we equip ourselves with the tools to carve out a life marked by depth, meaning, and purpose. In the end, the quest to live a good life is not about adhering rigidly to a single doctrine, but about engaging with the rich mosaic of human thought. By embracing the similarities and honoring the differences among the myriad philosophies, we embark on a personal journey of discovery, one that promises to yield a philosophy of life uniquely our own, tailored to the contours of our individual experiences and aspirations. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.